Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hour number two, Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, broadcasting live the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, four-time Indy 500 champion Elio Castroneves will join us. Big Machine Music City Grand Prix this weekend. But right now we talk some college football. It's crazy right now in college football, and not even talking about things on the field. Trey Wallace from Outkick joins us now. Trey, what's up?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Thanks so much for doing this. And we'll get into the Vols for sure here in a few minutes. But just when you think things are settling down when it comes to conference realignment, it picks back up again, the latest being the Big Ten looking at potentially Oregon and Washington and just picking the bones of the Pac-12, and then also Florida State maybe looking at leaving the ACC. What do you make of all these moves right now, or potential moves, I should say, within conference realignment?
Yeah, just, you know, and talking with industry folks and officials from Big 12 and Pac-12 or whatever you want to call it now, and Big Ten over the last couple of days, it's not as if Colorado was blind to what was going on. You know, they weren't the first to set this off. It was USC, UCLA. So then you have Colorado that comes along, and they knew what to expect when it came to the numbers and whatnot that the Pac-12 was going to be able to offer and how they were going to be able to broadcast games, and they called their bluff. You know, they said, no, we're going to get out. We're going to go find a comfort zone in the Big 12. And that kind of, you know, it set this realignment stage that a lot of people did not expect, I guess the best way to put it, before, you know, 24-25 season, the new contract started. So I look at it all, and I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, now we've got the Big 12 that's making moves, good for them, deservedly so, making moves. And then the Big Ten wants to act like that they're coming out of nowhere and they're looking at, okay, let Oregon and Washington, maybe Cal, Stanford, a few others. And the bigger point is they've been looking. They knew what to expect when it came to all this, Chase. And I think that's what stands out to me the most, is that this thing is now going to speed up, brother. And I think that we get some stuff handed down. Even with the Big Ten, we could potentially get it before kickoff arrives.
Yeah, I'm curious, too. So I heard a caller on the Paul Feinbaum show say, you know, is the SEC going to become a 32-team super conference? And I laughed, and Paul kind of laughed, and it's like, okay, no, probably not. But, I mean, what is the number at some point for the SEC and the Big Ten? Because I look at those two as they're up top, with the SEC being at the top, and then everybody else is underneath. So what is the cap, or is there one, if you're looking at things from the perspective of the Big Ten and the SEC?
Well, I think the Big Ten, you start off with the Big Ten. I think Oregon and Washington are going to be there for the picking. They're not going to move to the Big 12. I think that when you look at Cal and Stanford, are those two teams that the Big Ten would just like to rally up, where they would get to that certain point, potentially 20, teams, and then be able to space it out. I think that's what the biggest move is. I think, you know, 20 feels like the right number in talking with folks. 18 feels like that borderline. Okay, if we go with 18, this is how we're going to stand, you know, going forward and not try to add. I think the biggest thing is trying to get all of this done before 24-25 season gets here because of all the television contracts. Now, the SEC, The SEC is locked up, Chase. Like, they're good. They've got ESPN. Last year, they're going to be on CBS, so they have ESPN, all the properties. And I think the SEC has to look at it right now, and I know they are. You know, is this Florida State, you know, publicity stunt that we saw yesterday? And that's what it was. They were trying, and now they're going to wait on Clemson and Florida, I'm sorry, Miami, to see if they hop aboard and say something publicly. But the SEC, you know, they're not going to be caught off guard by this. And that's the biggest thing with Greg Sankey. He knows, he talks with folks, he knows what the industry looks like. So if they have to, they will scoop up two of those teams right there in the ACC if it comes down to it, because you don't want to, even though you've got Florida, you still would like a Florida State. I think you would still like a Clemson. You know, there's two teams in other states that, that play in this conference. So I think overall, you know, it's all going to be about, okay, we don't want to be left with the leftovers. So how do we go forth from here? And I think that's what's caught up with all the conferences right now, is that, okay, if all of these schools want to make these moves, what's the best fit for us? And I think the problem right now with the ACC and Florida State is, if there was a way out of that grant of rights deal, they'd have already been out of the grant of rights deal. Yesterday was something along the lines of, okay, we're going to make these comments. Now, let's hope Clemson and Miami jump aboard with this thing. And if they do, now we can make some maneuvers. So it's very interesting to see what the college football landscape looks like nowadays. And Chase, we can't forget, too, it's basketball. It's other sports as well. It's baseball. So a lot of trickle-down effect, I think, comes from tonight and what happens with the Arizona Board of Regents. I think once they approve the Big 12 move and vote on it, I think now then you'll start seeing other conferences get aboard.
So a what-if question. Let's say 5 years from now, the SEC brings SEC Nashville. How many teams are there?
Oh, goodness. So we're talking next year, right? That's what we're talking about?
Well, no, we're talking, 5 years from now. Like, next year we know that Texas, Oklahoma will officially join the league. Media Days goes to Dallas because of that. Do you think 5 years from this point, there's even more teams that have joined the league?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think we're going to see a shift in how this plays out. You know, everybody, a lot of people talk about, you know, the mega conferences and what that's going to look like. I think we're heading towards that. I think we're now going to get to a point where it's potentially expedited a little bit. You have to look at what these TV deals, what they have inside them in terms of money, in terms of, okay, what kind of inventory are we going to get? Look, ESPN is not going to turn down other teams. Now, the biggest part of that is ESPN going to cough up more money? Well, it depends on who you're adding. You know, they could easily go, you know, the route that they went when Rutgers joined the Big Ten. You're not going to give them all the money when they first start. The same thing for Oregon, Washington. If Oregon, Washington jumps in, you're not going to give them all the money. You're probably going to give them around like $45 million, $50 million. And then you can add up to that point and get to that marker where the other Big Ten schools are right now, are going to be once this new TV contract comes in. So I do think we're going to see more teams in the Southeastern Conference. They're not going to sit on the sidelines and look at these other schools grab up the money and whatnot. So I do feel like we're headed that way.
Trey Wallace is with us from OutKick. So the Vols starting their practices, and hard to believe that the season is just right around the corner. I guess everybody's going to be paying attention to Joe Milton, and if he can, you know, keep this job this time, if he's shown improvement with his accuracy, I'm excited to watch him play this year. But what are some early takeaways for you for the Vols as they begin practice?
The Joe Milton thing, you know, like, Tennessee fans are very excited, and I completely understand that. You saw what he did against Clemson, against Vanderbilt. Okay, that's fine. Nothing against Vanderbilt. But the biggest thing that stands out to me with Joe Milton is that he didn't leave the program. Now, whether he could have or whatnot, It's a whole different story. But in the long term, he sat around for 2 years behind Hendon Hooker. He's learned from Josh Heupel. He's learned from Joey Halsey. He's figured out how he can run this offense. And also, you know, the biggest, you know, one of the bigger things too is Joe Milton's not Hendon Hooker. You know, I don't know how many, you know, QB weeds they're going to run under Joe Milton and just say, hey, let loose. I think, you know, two different types of quarterbacks, in my opinion. But I do think Joe Milton has learned this system well enough, has it down pat. Now, I was talking with somebody the other day, and I was like, okay, what's this offense going to look like compared to what this offense looked like last year from a play calling scheme? They're not going to change things up. It is what it is. Joe Milton's going to have the ability to go to the line, check off. And the good part about it is, too, he's got a running game. He's got receivers in Brew McCoy, Ramel Keaton, Squirrel White on the end. There's depth. And the biggest part to me is the offensive line. Protect him enough, I think he'll be just fine. But you look at it overall, it is a fascinating point that we got here that Joe Milton, the guy that, you know, he wasn't benched, but an injury kind of, you know, derailed what was going on that first year he was at Tennessee. But the fact that he stuck around, I think that's what stands out the most. And now he's ready. Now you got to throw him in. And because you do not want to see Nico on the field this season unless it's 45-0 against, yeah, you know, UConn. You just don't. So I do think Tennessee can take another step forward. Now, Chase, does that mean a New Year's Six game? Well, no, brother, I'm not saying that. But win 9 games, win 10 games, you keep things stable the way they are. And you know what? If you get lucky and Joe Milton comes out there and he's swinging it around and his efficiency's better, watch out. Tennessee could be a team to fight for.
Trey Wallace is with us. I've been seeing, you know, as I look through things, I see a lot on Emmanuel Okoye. He's from Nigeria as a freshman. I know Alex Abian, the tight end coach, was very complimentary of him and the talent that he brings. But pretty cool story that he's joined the team.
I do think it's a pretty cool story. And I think the way that, you know, Alex has been able to, you know, jump into that role at tight end spot. And look, the biggest thing, too, is there's depth at that spot. You know, one of my biggest takeaways from the offseason was Jacob Warren returning. Okay, so now you got Jacob Warren. You're able to be flexible at that tight end spot because look how many they ran last year. So I think, you know, look, it's a work in progress, but I think that they found themselves somebody with the athletic ability that's going to be able to go out there, you know, and there's a lot to pick up, man, with this offense. You know that, Chase, but if you can get into that rhythm and that collegiate rhythm and understanding things and, you know, maybe by midway point of the season, maybe we start getting some production. You know, that's what Tennessee fans are hoping for. Get some production out of that spot in him. So I think it was a nice pickup. And I think the way that they did it, you know, Tennessee's not just staying in the States when it comes to recruiting, and we're starting to see that, even though, you know, play prep ball or whatnot. But I'm just saying overall, you have to expand yourself, and you got to find players that fit the system, and I think he does.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see as the season creeps towards us. Hard to believe it's almost here. Trey, appreciate it, as always, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Man, I can't wait, buddy. Hope you have a great week. Enjoy the NASCAR race this weekend and the Grand Prix in Nashville. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Trey. Trey Wallace from Outkick joining us here on the show. And Elio Castroneves is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He'll be competing in the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix, 4-time Indianapolis 500 winner. But up next, we'll get more into the conference realignment. I want to hear from you and how you feel about this. Is it too much at this point, or are you just riding the train because you know that nothing's going to change at this point in time? 615-737-1025. That's our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Next on the Chase McCabe Show, 1025, 1063, The Game.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.